Time now for World Sports from the BBC. Hello from me, John Bennett. Coming up, where now for David Beckham after LA Galaxy announced he's leaving the club?
I think really it's a surprise to everyone, but he obviously knows what he's doing. I think definitely there must be something on the horizon which is good enough to tempt him and his family away from LA.
And holders Chelsea take on the Italian title winners Juve in the Champions League. We'll have all the build-up to Tuesday's matches. But first to our top story, David Beckham will leave LA Galaxy next month after six seasons with the Major League Soccer club. The 37-year-old hasn't announced where he'll be playing next. The BBC's Steve Crossman has the story.
Beckham will play in his final match for LA Galaxy on December 1st before looking for one last challenge in his career. The former England captain said, "I don't see this as the end of my relationship with the league, as my ambition is to be part of the ownership structure in the future." He agreed to a two-year contract extension with the Galaxy in January after playing out his initial five-year deal, turning down potential moves to Paris Saint-Germain and other clubs in the summer. The 37-year-old reached three league finals and won the MLS title last year. He has the chance to repeat that when the Galaxy face Houston in this year's MLS Cup final.
Well, the Trinidad and Tobago international midfielder Chris Birchall played with Beckham for the LA Galaxy from 2009 to 2011 and has played against him for his current club, Columbus Crew. He's shocked to see Beckham leave partway through his contract.
I think everyone thought that he was going to be there for the next couple of years, and he just renewed his contract with the Galaxy, and something really really important and intriguing must have come up for him to depart on his last game in the final. I think really it's a surprise to everyone, but he obviously knows what he's doing.
I mean, you know him pretty well from your time at Galaxy. What do you think is going through his mind at the moment?
I think definitely there must be something on the horizon which is good enough to tempt him and his family away from LA. I know for a fact that he's comfortable there and his kids are in school, and Victoria liked it there. So definitely something which is high on his agenda, whether it would be a one last challenge. But to be honest, maybe he thought that he's taken the league and the sport over in America and the MLS as far as he can go. And to be honest, he's done a very, very good job of it.
Football Federation Australia last week claimed they'd been approached by Beckham's camp with a view to the player spending a short stint over there in the A-League. At the time, his spokesman described that as rubbish, but Scott Munn, the chief executive of Melbourne Heat, says they're still trying to bring Beckham to Australia.
Well, we're incredibly serious. We've been working tirelessly with his representatives, and we're tabling a pretty compelling offer. You know, David certainly is, if not the biggest, one of the biggest sporting stars in the world, and you know, with that comes a specific outcome that's needed, and we think that David in Australia can make significant changes both at our club and at a league level as well.
Well, if Beckham goes abroad from America, he certainly leaves Major League Soccer in the US in a better position than when he arrived, but American sports journalist Sean Wheelock doesn't think that Beckham had the same impact as Pelé when he played for the New York Cosmos in the 1970s.
The league has grown exponentially, but I would say the league would probably have grown anyway. I see a direct link with players like Thierry Henry and Robbie Keane coming over to MLS, but I'm simply not going to buy into the argument that he revolutionized it, because the league has been making slow, gradual climbs forward to be bigger and stronger every year. David Beckham maybe pushed it in that direction, but he certainly didn't put the foot on the gas and really accelerated into the stratosphere.
News from the English Premier League now. West Ham United missed the chance to go fifth as they were held to a 1-1 draw by Stoke City at Upton Park. Ian Dennis was watching.
No shortage of endeavour and no shortage of entertainment either. Stoke City were the better team in the first half and took the lead through a well-worked 13th-minute corner. Walters made an arcing run from the back to fire in low. 7 minutes before half-time, and Nzonzi hit the underside of the crossbar with a fierce half-volley. West Ham, though, were transformed in the second half. Nolan should have scored within the first minute, only for O'Brien to equalise 60 seconds later. Stoke survived strong pressure. Whelan made a goal line block. O'Neill went close with a curling effort, but they were resolute to earn a valuable point.
West Ham manager Sam Allardyce thought they did enough to win the game.
We're not defeated. We've come back from 1-0 down. We're disappointed we haven't won on the chances created in the second half. So we move on to the next game, and we keep picking up points, and that's the most important thing, but a little disappointed we didn't get all three.
Chelsea players, including defender Gary Cahill, say they're united behind manager Roberto Di Matteo despite a run of just 2 wins in 7 matches. They face Juventus later in the Champions League, knowing that victory would send them through to the last 16. The defending champions lost 2-1 at West Bromwich Albion on Saturday, but Cahill says the manager is not to blame.
From last year when obviously he took the job, he's done tremendously well, achieved such a lot in such a short space of time since he took over. Started the campaign really well. So yeah, everyone's behind him, everyone's supportive, and he's definitely the right man. He's proved it last year, and I'm sure he'll prove it again this year.
Shakhtar Donetsk are top with Chelsea second and Juventus third, but only 1 point separates the top three in Group E. And Juve midfielder Claudio Marchisio says it's one of the biggest games of their season so far.
For us, it's the most important match of the year so far. We want to get through this round, but we know we'll be playing against the European champions. They're a team that has not only won this great trophy, but there has been a big investment to improve their team even more. We have great respect for them, but we will do everything we can to qualify for the next round.
Celtic are looking to qualify for the knockout stages for the first time in 5 years as they travel to face Benfica. A win and they'll go through, and Benfica will go out. Celtic famously beat Barcelona a fortnight ago at Parkhead, but manager Neil Lennon thinks he will have an equally tough time at the Stadium of Light in Portugal.
This will probably be as tough as Barcelona, if not tougher. You know, the game's very important to both teams. But we know that we may get 2 bites at the cherry, but would like to do it the first time of asking. But we will have to play very, very well.
If Benfica don't beat Celtic, then Barcelona will qualify automatically. They're playing on a plastic pitch at Spartak Moscow, and midfielder Cesc Fabregas doesn't think the Barca team will have a problem with the conditions.
I don't think the climate will be a big problem, because we all play in both the heat and cold. We all had to play on artificial and natural turf. For example, this year our team played in Belarus in the cold. As for the artificial turf, you would see during a training session how the ball bounces and how to run on the field. But I think that this should not worry us much. During a match, we should be focused on the game.
Meanwhile, Manchester City need a win to keep their slim hopes of qualification alive. They have just 2 points so far and face Real Madrid at the Etihad Stadium. And Manchester United are already through as group winners. They've left a number of senior players, including Wayne Rooney and Robin Van Persie, behind for the trip to Galatasaray. Rio Ferdinand, Ryan Giggs, Paul Scholes, Patrice Evra and David De Gea also missed the Champions League game. Shinji Kagawa will be out for a further month with a knee injury. Summer signing, the 18-year-old Nick Powell will start, but manager Sir Alex Ferguson thinks he's ready for his first European appearance.
Obviously, for Nick Powell, it's completely different. He's put in front of 76,000 at Old Trafford as a substitute. It'll be his first game away from home in a European tie, so it's a big day. For him too. But he's got the temperament, that's important.
And finally, basketball in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets halted the Memphis Grizzlies' 8-game winning streak with a 97-92 victory on Monday. The home team Memphis led 92-88 with about 2 minutes remaining, but failed to close the game out. Going scoreless and making critical mistakes in the final moments. Before we go, our top story again. David Beckham will leave LA Galaxy next month after 6 seasons with the Major League Soccer club. The 37-year-old says he's looking for one last challenge in his career. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.